You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back. That was Katua Rehe by Anna Coddington. The government is proposing the repeal of several speed limit changes introduced across the country under the previous government. Among these changes include the expansion of school zone speed limits to cover the full day. These changes have been criticised for their potential risk to particularly children and other young people. The Emissions Trading Scheme is a program introduced in Aotearoa to reduce emissions in line with global standards. The program requires emitters to log and report their emissions and limits the quantity of these emissions. Emitters can sell or buy emissions units from others to allow them to emit more or less. By removing agricultural emissions, farmers would no longer be required to adhere to these requirements. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Suze Redmayne about the speed limit changes and removal of agriculture from the ETS. Particularly, I touched on the speed limit risks to children and how the government will restrict farmers' emissions without the ETS covering them. So I'm just going to start off this morning with the proposed speed limit changes. The government currently is proposing to remove some of the speed limit reductions that have been introduced under the past government. Why are we getting rid of these introduced speed limit changes?
Well, I think we're just reversing that they seem illogical and untargeted in some places, and so we're getting rid of them for that reason. And we've got a... What we're proposing is that NZTA will still be able to retain the targeted reduced speed limits on rural highways, and we're going to do it in consultation, but we need to reverse the blanket speed limit reductions as quickly as we can. And I know that Simeon Brown wishes he could do it today, but it's going to take a little bit longer than that, and we're hoping to have it done, we will have it done within a year, whereas Labor took 2 years, over 2 years, to introduce it.
Something that's been brought up, I guess, is the 30k an hour limit around schools. The government's proposing to change that from all of the time just to peak hours. I guess, why are we prioritising drivers over the safety of children?
Well, you just answered that yourself. Like, they're going to prioritise it for the timing of when the schools, like, and give a good threshold of time on either side of when parents will be picking up and dropping off their kids. But for the rest of the time, it makes no sense that you're slowing down the traffic. Because essentially, when you're slowing down the traffic, you're sort of slowing down everything. You're stopping people from getting to where they need to go to in a reasonable time. And it's not unsafe when there's no kids around. So it's just doing what's necessary.
Is there significant traffic on those roads outside of peak times?
Yeah, well, I can talk for my local school, which is in Tilakina, which is on State Highway 3. So that's a busy arterial route at any time. So it makes sense that it stays at a regular speed when there are no kids on the road, no kids around, and no parents dropping off children.
And similarly with residential areas, I guess, are we saying that people should also be allowed to go faster? You know, in places where there might be people out walking on the road, that sort of thing.
Well, I think most residential areas it's 50 km/h, and that seems to work pretty well. But I think it makes sense to slow it down, as you know, when there are kids and families around dropping children off at school.
All right. Moving on to the emissions trading scheme, the government has been talking about changes there, particularly removing agriculture. Why are we removing agricultural emissions from the ETS?
Well, we're just trying to free it. Essentially, farming's the backbone of our economy, and we're making sensible changes to back our farmers to do what they do best. And as well as taking agriculture out of the ETS, we're going to establish a new pastoral sector group to look into methane, and we're also investing significantly in R&D to lower our on-farm emissions. You know, there's some really promising research happening, like low methane genetics, methane-reducing vaccines, and all of these things will reduce emissions from livestock, but it's not fair to impose these things on farmers without giving them the tools to reduce the emissions. So we're just taking a step. When you think about it, agriculture is the backbone of our economy. You know, the year ended 2023, $57 billion in export receipts, and we need to back our farmers to help us grow the economy and reduce the cost of living.
And with agricultural emissions, are we imposing, I guess, you mentioned that there would be a panel covering that. Are we still imposing restrictions on the emissions put out by farmers, or are we just providing advice?
Well, no, I think essentially it's about research. We need to look into the methane targets, and the research takes time and investment. And like National gets that. In fact, the coalition government gets it. So the increase in funding through the research will help accelerate and bring products to market so that that will allow farmers to reduce their emissions. It's not really fair to impose that cost on farmers when they haven't got the tools to reduce their emissions.
Right, and so should the government instead be, I guess, providing these tools as opposed to removing the restriction?
Well, that's essentially what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. But we're doing it through research by setting up this panel and researching it and allowing our scientists to come up with ways of doing it. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Is there any incentive for farmers to engage with this panel, or could they continue, I guess, as they wanted?
I think that's the whole proposition of CASTA, that is to engage with farmers, so you bring everyone together. I think that was a classic example with the why the Heiwaka Iki Noa proposal didn't work, because it didn't engage with farmers, it didn't bring them along on the journey. And essentially, I mean, I'm a sheep and beef farmer myself. Like, we, you know, it's all about kaitiakitanga. You can't be a good farmer and a productive farmer without looking after the land. So it's very much, and it's certainly the market's demanding it, and Kiwi, that's what Kiwis want. So it's part of bringing everyone along on the journey together and making it happen.
Right, but you mentioned, I guess, going along with farmers, going out and making sure they're engaged. But if we suppose, you know, someone's not that keen on changing how their farm works, I mean, there's no incentive for them to reduce emissions or anything like that after removing agriculture?
Well, I think, but you've got to remember that our policy position hasn't changed in the fact that we remain committed to pricing agricultural emissions by 2030. So there's always going to be incentive for farmers to reduce their emissions.
And that is?
But at the moment, I was just saying there's no mechanism to do that. So we're investing in the research, and we're investing in our scientists so that we can speed it up and have a mechanism by which farmers are able to do that. At the moment, there's nothing you can do to reduce your emissions other than reduce your stock numbers, and that's not good for farming, and it's not good for New Zealand. Essentially, if we want to grow the economy and to reduce the cost of living, backing our farmers to succeed is a huge part of that.
That was National Party MP Suze Redmayne speaking to me about the speed limit changes and removal of agriculture from the ETS.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.